I didn't watch the State of the Union, but I know that Trump always talks about what a wonderful economy he has created, the best ever, et cetera, et cetera. This is, of course, total garbage, as is almost everything that comes out of his mouth. However, I'm going to limit my focus to a major economic problem for both the Trump and the Obama administrations: the failure of workers to regain their share of the economic pie since 2009. The usual pattern of shifting shares of workers' income, which includes not just wages, but also benefits such as health insurance, as a percentage of corporate income, is that as the economy nears the peak of prosperity before the onset of a recession, workers' share rises. The reason? With low unemployment, workers are in a good position to bargain for good wage increases. Meanwhile, businesses are flush with profits as the period of prosperity extends and feel they will not be sacrificing much by granting increases in wages. This is especially important in the non-unionized sector of the labor force, where periods of low unemployment produce high turnover and thus potential shortages of workers, particularly in low-wage occupations. Why should I continue working at McDonald's when there's an opportunity for a job at a local auto repair shop? In periods of recession, both workers and employers lose incomes, but profits are more volatile, and they fall more in recessions than do wages. Thus, in every recession, the ratio of wages to profits rises. Once a recovery sets in, it's a different story. Wages are still depressed because of high unemployment, and profits then start rising. So the ratio of wages to total corporate income falls until we get to the more prosperous phase of the recovery, where the share of wages starts to rise again. This pattern was more or less followed in the previous three business cycles: the 1983-89 Reagan years, the 1991-2000 period of Bush 1 and Clinton, and the 2002-2007 Bush 2 years. The Reagan period saw a minimum labor share of 78% and a maximum of 84% during the following recession. The next period saw a minimum of 79% and a maximum again of 84% during the recession of 2001. Finally, under Bush 2, the rise was from 74% to 84%, the latter number in 2008, before the Great Recession hit with full force. Under first Obama and now Trump, workers have not gotten their share back yet. After the ratio of employee compensation to total corporate income fell to 74% in 2012, the rise has been painfully slow, even with years of record low unemployment. And as of July last year, that ratio, which had reached well above 80% in the previous three recoveries, dating all the way back to 1983, that ratio stood at 78%. This is surprising to those of us who feel that low unemployment should always be accompanied by significant wage increases, but there are a number of possible reasons. One I've recently been made aware of is that the types of jobs that are being created over the past decade, and remember, the recovery has been going on since 2009, those jobs are weighted heavily towards part-time work or low-paid irregular work, the so-called gig economy. With the decline of unionization in the private sector, it stands at 6.2% today, and the failure of the minimum wage to keep pace with productivity growth, it is not surprising that low unemployment has not broken the basic stagnation in wage growth. Once again, Trump lies. The economy is great for the top 1%, not so much for the rest of us, especially for wage earners.